You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to From Beneath the Hollywood Sign. If you love old movies, Hollywood history, or the golden age of filmmaking, you've come to the right place. This is the podcast that talks about amazing stories of Tinseltown from another era and fascinating conversations with writer-producer Steve Kubine and actress-writer Nan McNamara.
So, Steve, did Ava Gardner and Howard Hughes have a good relationship?
Well, they did until he dislocated her jaw.
What?
Well, don't worry. She hit him back with an ashtray.
From Beneath the Hollywood Sign is the gin joint for you.
Recorded in Chicago, Illinois, with your hosts, Ken, Matt, Neil, and Jeff, this is Triviality.
Hello and welcome to Triviality Bloodsport. This is episode 6. You've probably listened to all of them, so you know how this goes. Today we're going to be mounting our mooses and heading to our neighbors to the north. We'll be in the Canadian bracket, where we're going to have Sean versus Stacy. And then Mike versus Paul. Look forward to getting this game started. So let's head on up. All right. And we are here with game one in the Canadian bracket. So, oh, Canada, my Canada. I think that's how it works. Joining me, we're going to have two Canadian competitors. First, I'm going to introduce you to Sean Bernstein from Toronto. Welcome to Bloodsport, Sean. How are you doing today?
I'm great, Matt. How about yourself?
I could tell you're Canadian by your Blue Jays hat, so thank you for identifying yourself.
Blue Jays hat, and I asked how you were doing because I'm polite. So, you know,
that was very polite. And being from the Midwest, I also asked how you were doing. And that's the little thing that we do here. Why don't you tell the folks at home a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I am a writer. I'm a recovered lawyer. I was recovering for a long time. I think I'm pretty much over it. But I do content writing for a living. And I play a disgusting amount of trivia.
Wonderful. Thank you for joining us today. And in your polite competition today, you will have from Edmonton, Stacey McPeak. How are you today, Stacey?
I'm not bad. How are you, Matt, since apparently half of that. How you're doing, or I'm not Canadian.
It's very, very important. I am also still doing well. Why don't you tell the folks at home a little bit about yourself?
I guess I am an unrecovered lawyer. I still do that. And I live in Edmonton, although most people who are listening to hear me on this podcast will say you are not from Edmonton. You're from Saskatchewan. And that's me.
Well, there we go. We are ready to get this thing going. So I'm going to send it over to Ryan because he's got the questions. And let's get this game started.
Hello, folks. Let's start with question number one, as we do in these situations. What does the titular character do in the film Run, Lola, Run to influence the outcome of a game of roulette? This is also something Kate Capshaw's character Willie does in nearly every scene of Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
I've written down an answer, so I guess I'll lock in.
I've got nothing, so I'm happy to lock in.
All right, Sean, what are you thinking?
Truly nothing. I'm going to say pray.
And Stacey?
I have seen Run, Lola, Run so many times, but not in, like, probably 20 years. I think she screams, but that's just what I wrote down, scream.
And scream is the correct answer. Piercing shriek to influence the game, and then all Kate Capshaw's character does is scream the whole time because she's a terrible damsel in distress character that was only hired because Steven Spielberg was horny. Moving on. That second movie is a mess. Question number two. What is the name of the lake on which the Aztecs established their capital of Tenochtitlan? This entire lake valley is now mostly overtaken by modern-day Mexico City.
I don't think I have it, Stacey. It's all yours.
It is somewhere in my brain because my spouse went to Mexico City last year and he did a tour of the whole thing. And nothing is coming to me. Can I phone a friend? I guess I'll have to look because I think I can't think.
I'll ask the audience. I this is same with Stacey. There's something there, but I can't pull anything. Oh, what a day.
Nothing and nothing. It's Lake Texcoco. Good for you, Texcoco.
You go, Texcoco.
Exactly. Question number three, because I heard this was going to be for a Canadian game. Ohad Einbinder and the Kowarski twins, Dan and Ryan, were the members of which spray-tanned, frost-tipped boy band with the year 2000 hit Get Down?
Do you want us to just sing it? Because nobody, no, your entire international audience will have no idea what this is.
What is it? Both I it. Want you to know. I don't remember the rest of the words. Come on. Oh.
I'm going to make you come tonight over to my house. Before four.
They're from absolutely before four is correct. For my Canadian friends. Question number four. What word, usually heard in terms of metal or cardboard, is defined as, quote, shaped into alternate ridges and grooves?
The only thing I can think of is corrugated, so that's what I'm going to say.
That was my guess.
And corrugated is correct. Points across the board. Question number five. Platform, step, attic, and leaning are all different varieties of which useful object?
It feels like this should be obvious, and I'm just not getting anything but shoes. I mean, I personally have attic shoes, as well as shoes that I lean in.
It's an attic tower of Pisa, I believe.
Yeah, that's right. I'm going to say a ladder.
And Sean?
I'm in the middle of staging my house, which means a lot of time cleaning high surfaces on a stepladder. So I'm also going to say ladder.
That is correct for points to both of you.
Oh, that came right at the end. Like, I was like, oh, wait.
The little foldy attic ladders that only exist in movies.
We have one, and it's terrifying every time.
Yeah, because that's where the monsters live. We know that. Question number six to mark the halfway point. Forte and piano are words used to indicate the volume of a musical note. What D word, as in delicious, is the term for the variation in volume between notes or phrases of music?
I have a music degree, and I'm really struggling to...
This is a classic trivia case of being so familiar with something that... You're blinding yourself to it, I think.
I must really overthink it. I've written something down. I'll lock in.
When I get it wrong, I'll be less ashamed than Stacey.
Okay, Stacey, what'd you say?
Oh, have you locked in, Sean?
Yeah, I'll lock in with my guess.
Okay. I put decrescendo.
That was my guess. It
doesn't really make sense in the context, but...
In terms of how loud or how quiet you're playing, those are the dynamics.
Oh my God, yes it is.
Matt, where does that take us score-wise heading into the back nine?
It is very close so far. Stacey getting four right and Sean three, so it is anybody's ball game.
Let's go to question number seven. Which Indian dish has its roots and name from a Portuguese dish whose name translates to English as meat in wine and garlic? Modern versions usually prepare the dish in a vinegary sauce instead of using wine.
Lock in.
So, meat and wine and garlic in Portuguese is carne in vino e alho.
Of course, Stacey speaks Portuguese.
I do speak Portuguese. Sorry.
Why not?
And I can't eat Indian food because I'm allergic to dairy, so I really don't have an Indian oven. I'll say tikka masala.
And Sean?
Well, Stacey, your Portuguese is flawless, it sounds like. I think it's a bastardization of that, and I believe it's vindaloo.
Carne de vinha da luz, vindaloo. It is vindaloo. Well done.
You're overthinking, my friend.
Oh, I just didn't know. I've never heard of this meal in my life. I literally can't eat Indian food, so.
Fair enough.
Because everything's a yogurt sauce. Which is delicious, though. Question number eight. Which iconic fashion designer's last name is Lifshitz, which he clearly does not use professionally?
Lock in.
We found Sean's sweet spot here. Indian
Jewish
food.
Celebrities? Yeah,
yeah.
Enough.
I think it's Ralph Lauren.
And Sean?
It is Ralph Lauren.
It is Ralph Lauren. Well done. Stuck with the L. Number 9. Which automaker makes a car named after a piece of music that is played rather than sung as per the word's original meaning?
I want to say it's the Sonata. And so I'm thinking it's either Hyundai or Kia. And I have a Kia. I think it is... I think it might be Kia, but I'm going to kick myself if I'm getting that wrong.
Okay, Sean guesses Kia. And Stacey?
We had a very similar coin flip. I also put Kia.
Sorry, guys. It's Hyundai.
Ah!
Let's go to question 10. Which flower that is not the cherry blossom is found on the Imperial Seal of Japan?
I really don't know. I'm just kind of shot in the dark. I'll say lotus, I guess.
I'm also guessing lotus.
The correct answer, you hear it a lot in older contexts, especially in literature, but it's the chrysanthemum.
Okay.
There's one of the first big popular, look at Japanese culture books in the early 20th century was called The Chrysanthemum and the Sword or something. And it's been called the Chrysanthemum Throne for a long time,
yes.
Too. Question 11. Cyrus, Darius, and Artaxerxes were all names of rulers that led which great empire?
I have a guess. I don't know. So I'm happy to lock in with a guess.
I can't get Darius Rucker out of my head, so it's not Hooting the Bullfish.
The Hootie Dynasty?
The Hootie Dynasty. I will say Carthage.
And Sean?
Byzantine came to mind. I don't know if it's right or wrong, but I'm sticking to it.
All leaders of the Persian Empire, or Achaemenid, if you want to be more specific, but that's how you trap the cheaters on trivia. Okay, are we tied going into the final question, Matt?
I think Sean's up by one.
Stacey up by one.
No, we're tied.
It's 5-5.
Okay, question 12. Donatello created the first freestanding nude male bronze sculpture of the Renaissance. Who was the subject of this sculpture? It is certainly not the most famous piece of art depicting this person.
Inclined to say it's maybe David, and he's just kind of going for a similar, like a Ninja Turtle. Wouldn't think of it, so I'm going to say David.
And Sean?
I feel like he did his own David, so I'm also saying David.
We're tied at 6, folks. David is correct. So, we're going to go to a closest to the pin tie break. Your tiebreaker question. As per 2022 estimates, what is the metro area population of Bangalore in India? Okay. Sean took a guess of 45.3 million people. Stacy, in Stacy fashion, said 6.9 million. The correct answer, from most sources I can find, is about 12.7 million. So Stacy will take the tie break here.
Oof. Always go with 6.9.
Yeah.
And if you can't do that, 420.
420 would have been a lot of people. But with that, Stacy has doused Sean in a vat of Tim Hortons, and he will no longer be able to compete in this tournament. A great ending, great play by Stacy there, going low, a little too high there for you, Sean. So Stacy, we will see you in the next game. Sean, any last words?
Thanks for having me, guys. It's always a pleasure. This was so much fun. I have been beaten by the best, so way to go, Stacy. Make us proud.
Well, and then Ryan's going to go back into his cave to write 12 more questions for the next game, which we'll be getting to next.
All right, after that intense game, I think it's time to slow it down a little bit and thank our Patreon supporters. All our Bloodsport competitors this year are also Patreon supporters. A small perk along with all the other perks they get, including bonus episodes, stickers, boxes. There's all sorts of different levels. Just go visit us at patreon.com/trivialitypodcast and you can join us over there, and all of these rewards will be unlocked. Once you're done doing that, hit play and we can start for game 2.
Hey Hey there, I'm Dylan Lewis, one of the hosts of Motley Fool Money. Each weekday on Motley Fool Money, we talk through the business news you need to know and the stories moving stocks on Wall Street. On weekends, we dive into the industries shaping tomorrow and host the experts, authors, and executives that understand them. Tune in for insights, a long-term perspective on investing, and of course, stock ideas, plenty of them. To quote a listener, it pays to listen. Check us out and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. On our show, we help listeners like you make the most of your finances. I sit down with NerdWallet's team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. We answer your real-world money questions and break down the latest personal finance news. The nerds will give you the clarity you need by cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. We don't promote get-rich-quick schemes or hype unrealistic side hustles. Instead, we offer practical knowledge that you can apply in your everyday life. You'll learn about strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. And you'll walk away with the confidence you need to ensure that your money is always working as hard as you are. So turn to the nerds to answer your real-world money questions and get insights that can help you make the smartest financial decisions for your life. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, this is game two in the bracket from our neighbors from the north, the Canadian bracket. We had a really close game, came down to a tiebreaker in game one, and let's see what these second set of competitors can do. First, we have Paul Paquette from Ottawa, Ontario. Paul, how are you doing today?
Good. A little tired, but good. Looking forward to this. It'll be fun.
Well, it's, you know, right here when we're recording, it's, you know, May, almost June, so it's probably gotten up to about 35, 40 degrees there, so you guys should be warming up a little bit, I hope, making it a little bit easier. Why don't you tell the folks at home a little bit about yourself?
So I run TriviaHallOfFame.com. I'm in the Ottawa Trivia League, and through a series of fortunate events, I basically make my living doing trivia, which is... there are definitely worse ways for human beings to make a living, for sure.
Well, good luck to you today. Obviously, we've had you on the show before. We've had you on a few times, so we always appreciate your appearances.
My favorite podcast.
You'll be going up against Mike Sforza from Scarborough, Ontario. Mike, how are you doing today?
I'm doing all right.
All right. Why don't you tell the folks at home a little bit about yourself?
Well, I do business to business with music technology. It's a load of words to say I help sell the music products to the stores who sell it to you. I do not do trivia for my job, so I'm a little concerned about who my opponent is.
No, I wouldn't worry about that, frankly. I have a long record of messing up under pressure, so you're good.
Right. Hey, if I get one question right, I'll call it a win.
All right, you got to love that confidence from the competitors today. Very, very.
It's a very Canadian game.
Let's say very humble Canadian.
We both think we're going to lose, so that's a very
very self-deprecating. That's like our nation's motto.
All right, and now we're going to send it over to Ryan to get these questions started.
Alrighty, folks, let's do it to it. We're just doing simple 12 questions, different categories, basic prelim, basic stuff. Maybe the content of the question is not basic. That's subjective. Question number one. Hey Hey and Pua, a chicken and a pig, respectively, are two precious companions in which Disney animated film?
I'm locked in.
Oh.
All right, Paul, what did you have?
Moana.
I also have Moana.
Moana is correct for 1 point apiece. Moving on, let's go to question two. Three Gorges in China, Grand Coulee in the U.S., and Aswan High in Egypt are three noted examples of what kind of structure?
I'm locked in.
Mike, you can think aloud if you like.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I'm trying to remember when I hosted... a game, I had a question about bridges, and I'm trying to remember if those were on the list. But I don't think they're bridges, but I don't have a better answer. So I'm going to go bridges.
And Paul?
I'm pretty sure they're dams.
You don't need to curse like that, but yes, you're correct.
They're darns.
They're darns. Let's go to your next question. Question three. In terms of technology, what does the I stand for in HDMI?
Well, immediately my thought is interface. That's the first thing that comes to mind, but I know it's not that because, or I'm pretty sure it's not that. I'm just trying to high definition. I'm gonna go with interface.
And Paul?
I'm hoping it's interface because that's what I'm on.
It is high definition multimedia interface.
Yeah. Okay. I gotta stop second guessing myself.
Going with your gut is always a good option. Let's go to question number four. Which city in Canada gets its name from one of two places? A clumsy English attempt at translating the Cree name for the place, or because there's a section of the river that runs through the city shaped like one of these?
So what's throwing me is that the river is named for one of these, which would be like an oxbow or something, but there's nothing like that I can think of. So it's not going to be Edmonton or Calgary because those are Anglophone names. It's not going to be Vancouver or Regina. I'm torn between Saskatoon and Winnipeg because I think both of those are Cree. And it's a Canadian city question too. Ah, it's embarrassing. Okay. Not Ottawa because that's not Cree. Not Toronto. That's not Cree. I'll go Winnipeg. Ugh.
And Mike?
I went with Medicine Hat.
Oh, it's the other one. It's Moose Jaw.
Dang it. I was between the two. I didn't think you could get the shape of a moose jaw. All
right. I was thinking the other way around. I was thinking it was an indigenous name. And there we go.
It anyway. Comes from the Cree name for the place meant a warm place by the river. And the first couple syllables sound like moose jaw.
And now the reading the question makes sense. I just wasn't seeing it that way around.
There's a town called Medicine Hat.
Yeah,
there is.
I was a 50-50 between Moose Jaw and Medicine Hat, and I picked the wrong one.
Yeah.
It's I think they're both Alberta.
Yeah. One of them is on the border, I think, Saskatchewan.
I thought Moose Jaw was Saskatchewan.
It could be. Yeah, they're all in the prairies. Yeah.
Oh, okay. See, as a person from Kansas, I completely understand when people are like, oh, it's somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Stereotypically,
we don't care about the West.
That's fair. Question number five. In swing dancing, people are generally graded on or mindful of the three T's: timing, teamwork, and what other nine-letter thing?
I'm going to lock in a goofy answer.
I'm going to tap out. I can't think of anything.
All right. Tap out's only six letters, but we'll take it as a guess. Mike?
Only a nine-letter T word I could come up with is trombones.
they are sometimes. The correct answer is technique.
Of course.
Oh, there we go. That makes sense.
Let's reach the halfway point with question number six. Winning a Tony Award for Wilson Germain Heredia, what is the name of the trans character in the classic musical Rent?
Locked in.
I'll take a guess. I have no idea.
What's your guess, Paul?
I'll say Jane.
And Mike?
Angel.
Angel is correct. Angel Dumont Chouinard. That takes us to the halfway point. Matt, what's it looking like score-wise?
Yeah, and with that last one, Mike pulled even with Paul. It's 3-3.
That's about standard score for these prelims. Let's go to number seven. J.T. Realmuto, Adley Rutschman, and Wilson Contreras are generally considered among the best current players at which position in Major League Baseball?
Locked in.
Oh, yeah, sports is my Achilles heel. I'll say shortstop.
Shortstop and Mike.
These are all catchers.
They are catchers for 1 point. Well done.
One of them, not anymore. Wilson Contreras got pulled from catching.
Yeah, maybe. He's like right field or something.
He was too bad at catching.
R.I.P. Question number eight. Which country that doesn't predominantly speak Spanish has a name that is also the Spanish word for hibiscus, specifically in relation to its floral form?
Okay, I've got a guess.
All right, Mike?
I'll just guess a random country. First thing that popped in my mind was Guyana.
Guyana. And Paul, what do you have?
I was going to go Brazil, but I think that's a nut tree. So I'm going to guess Jamaica.
The Spanish word for the hibiscus flower is Jamaica. It is Jamaica. Well done.
Oh, wow.
You'll sometimes see people try to pass off hibiscus tea as like Jamaica tea. They're just trying to be cool. Let's go to number 9. What is the 2-word name of the flavor of Sun Chips that come in a red bag? They are the best flavor, and this is not up for debate.
Do we even get these in Canada?
If it is what I think it is, pretty sure we do.
Yeah. I have a guess. I have no idea.
Sure. What's your guess, Paul?
Hot sauce.
Hot sauce. And Mike?
Is this the Cool Ranch of Doritos?
It is not. It is garden salsa.
I couldn't.
And it looks like you can get Sun Chips at stores in Canada.
I know we can get Sun Chips, but I've never ever seen any Sun Chips that weren't the base flavor.
Yeah, Harvest Cheddar, I believe, is the orange one that I enjoy.
Correct.
The best flavor of chips is the Canadian flavor All Dressed, though.
All Dressed is the best chip, period. I'll agree to that. Hey, let's do number 10. At just 6 years old, who is the eldest child of Bandit and Chili Healer?
I have no clue who these people are. I'll guess John.
And Mike?
I believe this is Bluey.
It's Bluey from the children's television show.
Stupid Bluey gets me again.
Bluey is like one of the hot trivia answers this year, apparently.
Yeah, it is. It's funny how that goes in waves. Mm-hmm. 2 years ago, it was Marsha P. Johnson.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, so I always joke that in the trivia world, there's always, quote, the one woman that you're asked to remember each year.
Yeah.
1 year it was Chen Sheng Wu. 1 year it was Marsha P. Johnson. There's always a new the one woman every year.
1 year is Peppa Pig, I believe.
Yes, as it should be.
The other thing, this is tangential, but for some reason, every trivia format I've done has had a question about a sculpture in Ottawa called Mama, which is a giant spider.
Oh, Louis Bourgeois?
I never knew the name of that.
Yeah. So that has become, I think, the most famous thing in Ottawa, even more than the Rideau Canal. Really
There was Louise Nevelson was a big thing a year or two ago.
Yeah, I remember that.
And she's upstairs from me right now. I'm at a museum. Question number 11. Beijing's name means northern capital. Which city's name translates to English as Southern Capital?
Locked.
Oh, Pyongyang.
Pyongyang. And Paul?
Nanjing.
Nanjing or Nanking, either is fine by me.
That would make sense, the Jing.
Jing
that
meaning been, capital. All right, we're to question 12. Matt, where are we standing score-wise?
If my scoring is correct, looks like it is 5-5, much like the last game.
That's what I thought. Okay, question 12. The enigmatic pyramid head, designed to represent the main character's sexual frustration and mental torment, has become one of the most iconic characters from which series of scary video games?
Locked in.
Ooh. Again, the enigmatic pyramid head, designed to represent the main character's sexual frustration and mental torment, has become one of the most iconic characters from which series of scary video games?
I think this is going to be a defeat for me, but I'm going to guess Resident Evil.
And Mike?
This is Silent Hill.
Those are the two big ones, and it is Silent Hill.
It played into my hand with video games and sports.
And stupid Bluey.
Yeah, that's not so much my hand as it keeps getting recommended to me on YouTube.
Yes, everyone remember Bluey for the next game that we played. Mike is victorious in this round at 6-5. Great job, Mike. We will see you on the next episode. So for now, you were able to get on your mounty horse and trample Paul a little bit, unfortunately. So he won't be joining us in the next round. So Paul, any last words?
This was a lot of fun. Well done. And we will catch you on the flip side.
All right. Thank you for that, Paul. So it looks like Mike will be moving on to the final, where he will be facing Stacy in a maple syrup chugging contest for supremacy of Canada. We all look forward to that. And Triviality is an Airwave Media podcast. You could check out our fellow Airwave Media podcast at airwavemedia.com. Check out shows such as Small Things Often, The Queen's Podcast, and Big Picture Science. And then make sure you check in next week for the next round, and we'll see you then.